Mr. Jeff, you bad motherfucker.
All right, here we go. Welcome to the podcast, you savages. I'm your host, Rasta Jeff. This, of course, is episode 838 of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. In today's episode, we're going to give away free seeds. Hang out. We'll talk more about those free seeds later on in the show. Once again, I do want to cordially invite you to the Dude Grows Growers Cup. That's right, June 1st in La Porte, Colorado, the Dude Grows crew is hosting the Dude Grows Growers Cup. The Dude Grows crew will be there. I will be there. White Mike will be there. The Irie Army will be there. And we do cordially invite you to join us for the Dude Grows Growers Cup. Make sure you check out dgccup.com for all of the links, deets, and information that you might need. Also, I do want to remind you that there is a sale happening at iriedirect.com. That's right, there is a blowout sale on regular seeds. If you're looking for reg seeds, make sure you hit iriedirect.com. You can get a pack of Light Ripper for $10. Make sure you hit the website for current inventory and pricing. All right, I really do think that covers all of the advertising right here at the start of the show. Let's work our way into the question and answer portion of today's podcast. Today's grow questions came from the Grow Help tab on my website, iriegenetics.com. That's right, go to my website, iriegenetics.com. On the top, there's a list of tabs. One of those tabs does say Grow Help. If you click on that Grow Help tab, we give you the opportunity to ask us a grow question. Send me a grow question through that Grow Help tab. If I read your question here on the podcast, you will win a coupon code for a free pack of seeds from iriedirect.com. Today's first question came from our new friend, John. Shout out to my buddy, John. The question says, I was wondering if the free seeds you get with your order are tester seeds. It looks like a cool idea and something I would be into. My Lemon Jeffrey just hit the mail today, and I'm so freaking excited. Thanks, man. So this is a great question. Speaking of the sale at Irie Direct, if you spend $30 or more at iriedirect.com, you will get a free pack of seeds. You'll get a two-pack of 4K. If you spend $100, you will also get a free two-pack of Cherry Goat Feminized Seeds, the 4K or Fems also. This listener is asking if those free seeds are testers. No, those seeds have been thoroughly tested. Those seeds are part of the Irie Genetics premium seed lineup. They've been thoroughly tested. They pass testing. They're quality seeds. I could sell them if I chose to. Sometimes you'll notice right now the 4K is a freebie. The 4K is also available in a six-pack if you wanted to purchase that. Sometimes I choose the freebies based on my inventory, based on demand. I actually happen to have a whole bunch of those 4K seeds, so those ended up being the freebie for a little while here. I've got a very limited number of the Cherry Goat, and instead of trying to break those into packs and sell those as packs, I just made them the freebie. So if you spend $100, you do get the Cherry Goat freebie. But the question is, are those tester seeds or have they been tested? Those seeds are thoroughly tested. If I'm giving out a tester seed, it does clearly say tester seed on the website, on the packaging. We make that very, very, very clear. I like to give out the testers with a little pamphlet. They come with a little card that has sort of an informational little piece on there and kind of what I would expect from those tester seeds. It's got a link to the website. It's got a link to the Discord. It tells you what I hope you would do with those testers, gives you the testing criteria, and welcomes you to the testing team. So if you get testers, they are clearly marked as testers now. And many people have been asking how they become testers for Irie Genetics. I've made it very easy. At the first of every month, usually around the first of every month, we will be late in June because I will be away at the Dude Grows Cup. But most of the time, around the first of every month, I do add new testers to the website. Those testers are at a reduced price. They go up on the website. There's usually between 30 and 60 packs of testers available. It just depends on how I decide to do it, how much testing I've done, how much testing I want you guys to do. But generally, at the first of every month, I do add packs of tester seeds to Irie Direct, and those are available for purchase. I've done a full talk about why I make people purchase those, but I feel like I get more feedback, more results. People, they do more work if I charge them for those tester seeds. So the testers will be available around the first of every month. I do put up new testers. In the month of June, I'm going to do something very unique with my testers. I'm going to put up two different testers. I used the same pollen donor on these testers, but I use two different phenotypes of the pollen receiver, and I'm not sure which one I like better. So I'm going to offer both packs as a tester. It's number one and number three. They will both be available as testers for the month of June. I'm going to try to figure out a way to give you a discount if you buy both. That way you can run both packs at the same time. And then we can see if phenotype number one or phenotype number three is the cut that we should put to market. So I'm going to do it that way in the month of June. There will be two testers available. It's basically phenotype number one and phenotype number three. You guys get to test those right along with us. My crew is testing them too. And then we can decide which works best in your gardens. And those will be what are released and put out to market. So thank you for helping with the testing. And that is how you acquire the test seeds. They are at iredirect.com. Make sure you check around the first of the month. They will restock. Occasionally, I will go to Patreon and make a post that says, hey, the next 10 people to use coupon code whatever can get a free tester pack of seeds at iredirect. So join that Patreon and increase your chances of a free pack of tester seeds. All right, my buddy John, I really think I answered this question. Those freebies are not testers. Those are tested and reliable seeds. Yes, offering those tester seeds for a small retail price has definitely improved and increased the amount of communication coming from those testers. He wraps it up. It says, my lemon Jeffrey just hit the mail today, and I'm so freaking excited. And my new friend John, I do hope to see pictures of the progress when you grow those lemon Jeffrey seeds. You can send those photos to me at iregenetics@hotmail.com, or you can join the Discord and post those photos in the Lemon Jeffrey tab on the Discord server. Let me get off on a tangent here and talk about Discord. This was not prepped. This is not in the notes anywhere. This is just a random thought and idea. A few people have messaged me saying that Discord is not very easy to use, that they cannot figure out the Discord. Yes, my Discord server is overwhelming. Discord itself is a little bit overwhelming if you are new. Once you figure it out, once you poke around a little while, it is very simple to use. When you click on the Irie Army Discord, you'll be in the Irie Army Discord. There's a row of tabs on the left. I'm not looking at the Discord, so I don't remember the tabs, but it's like Irie Genetics Testers, General Chat. There's a bunch of different... On the left is just a bunch of different tabs. All of those different tabs are basically categories that you could click onto and read and join and see the chat that's already going on. So everything on the left is a header. If you click on general chat, you'll click on that. It will open up another box. That is the general chat. You could chat about anything in there. People are in there talking about their dogs, talking about their cars, talking about life. A lot of people are in there talking about growing ganja. Many people are talking about the Dude Grows Cup. But that is the general chat. You could post pictures. You could talk about your dogs, your life, your cars, anything you want over there in the general chat. You'll notice there are a bunch of tabs on the side, and they're a little bit self-explanatory once you figure it out. There's one that says Irie Genetics Tester Tab. If you click on that tester tab, you can see all of the progress of all of the other people who are posting pictures of their tester plants. I encourage you and invite you to post your tester photos there. Also, like my friend John, he's going to be growing Lemon Jeffrey. If you scroll way far down, you'll see that every single strain, well, most of them that we've been able to add so far that an admin or myself have had the foresight or the thought to add to that tab, if you scroll down, almost every strain will be listed. There's a tab for Arise, Blueberry Butcher, Black Cherry Chem. They're all listed in alphabetical order. There's regs and fems, two different categories. But if you find a strain that you are interested in, you can click on that strain name and it will open up that category and you can see other people's experience with that plant. Other people that have grown Lemon Jeffrey have posted in that tab. There's photos, there's grow advice. If you have questions about growing Lemon Jeffrey, go ahead and type it right in there. Hey bro, does this look right? Or hey, do I have a deficiency? Or does this plant look this way because it should, or did I screw up? You can post all kinds of photos, comments, questions, and people in the Discord will help you out. Most of the people in the Discord are quite knowledgeable. Don't get me wrong. There's weird-ass apples in every bunch, but most of the people on Discord will be able to help you out and give you solid, useful, reliable advice that will help you with your grow. And most of those people are growing my strains, my genetics, so they're not just giving you made-up advice. They've done it. They've ran those plants before. They know what to expect. Most of them have been around for quite a while. So I encourage you to join the Discord server. And on the left, just those tabs, everything it says is just it is what that tab says. The Smoker's Lounge. If you click in the Smoker's Lounge, you can come join us and hang out and chat in the Smoker's Lounge. I'm there taking dabs. There's a lot of cool people in there a lot of times of the day. There's kind of an afternoon crew, a night crew. Come hang out. You're invited. You're welcome. You don't have to get on the camera. You can leave your camera off and join the chat. You could just listen until you're comfortable to say something. A lot of people find me on the Discord server in the evening. If you've got a direct question, you want to get in touch with me, it's a good place to pin me down and find me. I'm in there taking dabs. Come in, ask me your questions. I'll do my best to answer. But the Discord shouldn't be too hard to navigate if you just realize all those tabs on the left are just the different categories that are available. Click on that tab. It opens up that category. You can read that. If you want to contribute, go ahead and post a picture or go ahead and post your comments, your stories. If you want to post a picture, there's a little tab with a plus sign on it. Click on the plus sign. It will give you the opportunity to add photos, videos, or attachments. I'm sure you guys know how to work the internet at that point. My point is that Discord server isn't as overwhelming as it looks. There are just a lot of tabs, and it looks like a lot to look at. Once you start clicking around and navigate and get comfortable, it's all the same thing over and over again, just in different categories. All right, that is my ramble about my Discord server. My buddy John, thank you for the great question. Please do check your inbox because you've got a coupon code for a free pack of Irie Genetics premium seeds. All right, boys and girls, let's keep this party moving. I've got another great question here in front of me. This one came from my new friend Teo. Shout out to my buddy Teo. This question also came from the Grow Help tab on iregenetics.com, which means Teo, I owe you a coupon code for a free pack of seeds at iredirect.com. So make sure you check your email, check your spam, because by the time this episode comes out, you will have that coupon code. Enjoy those free seeds. The question goes a little bit like this. It says, hey, Rasta Jeff. Hey, Teo, nice to meet you, buddy. It says, I hope you are doing well. I'm great, bro. I'm here on the podcast. I'm high as giraffe pussy, and I'm hanging out with you guys. I have nothing to complain about. It says, being a perpetual grower, is there any benefit to completely resetting after a run? By this, I mean, let your current plants finish without starting anymore. Is there anything to gain by doing this that you cannot gain without doing a full reset? This is a very, very good question. So our friend is running a perpetual grow, which means they've always got plants coming in and always got plants going out of that grow. They've established a routine and a rotation and a schedule. I don't know their routine, rotation, or schedule, so I'm going to hypothetically make it up. Let's just say that every 2 weeks they are harvesting a plant, and to replace that harvested plant, they're moving a new plant right into that room. So every 2 weeks, they've got a harvest. They cut down one plant, move another plant in. Cut down one plant, move another plant in. So by doing that, you're always going to have plants in different stages of flower. You'll have plants in beginning of flower, a couple of weeks in, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks into flower. You'll have a plant that's just about ready to harvest. Now, the main idea of a perpetual grow is to create a rhythm and harvest on a schedule perpetually. Now, I don't know this person's schedule, routine, or rhythm, but I'm going to hypothetically say that every 2 weeks, this person is able to harvest a plant, and as soon as that plant is chopped down, they drag in another plant just to fill that space. And then every 2 weeks, repeat that process. Now, if they get this going successfully, that means that they've always got a plant in week 1, week 3, week 5, week 7, and week 9, and then they can harvest it week 9. A lot of times they're going to go week 10 or week 8 just to keep the rhythm on track. But if they get this successfully on rhythm, they're always going to have plants at different stages of the grow. Now, that is a perpetual grow, one in, one out, or a certain amount in, a certain amount out every week on a rhythm. I don't know how many, but this could be one plant at a time. This could be 1,000 plants at a time. As long as the rhythm works, you are perpetually harvesting plants. A lot of people like to fill the room, run it all at once, and chop everything down all at one time. That's a lot of work. You get a lot of reward all at once, but it's a pain in the ass to harvest, dry, trim, cure that much weed all at one time. So for some people, the perpetual is the way to go. You can supply exactly how much medicine you need. That way you're not overloaded with the big trim job. You're always just trimming a little bit instead of a whole bunch at one time. And then some gets too dry, some gets messed up. If you're just perpetually doing it, you can set your own rhythm and have the medicine as you need it. So the main question here is, am I missing any opportunities by staying perpetual and not shutting down for a certain amount of time after a full harvest? The only things I can really think of, and I made a couple of notes here, would be a huge clean and reset. And with the foresight to send this question, I would imagine that you are doing a good clean and reset in that room. But what I like to do when I harvest an entire room is I clean that entire room from the ceiling to the floor 100%. I will clean the floor. I'll take the light bulbs out, put new bulbs in there. We clean the lights. We clean all the filters, the fans. Everything gets super clean. The reason I like to do that when the room is empty is because then I can get step stools and ladders in there, and I can get up on top of things and clean without worrying about destroying, breaking, damaging any of the plants, dropping something on the canopy, breaking a branch, also getting all the dust from the lights and the fans and the blowers. I don't want to wipe that off of the fan or off of the blower and have it land into my canopy. So that's a big part of why I like to do the full breakdown, reset, and start over. But honestly, that is the only major advantage to finishing everything all at once. Maybe once a year, once every 6 months, maybe consider stopping the perpetual cycle and just having a bunch of stuff in veg ready to go, do that full clean, and then start over. Because sometimes I like to spray Fizan or maybe H2O2 or something like that in the room just to clean it up and sanitize everything really well, just to prevent problems, because sometimes problems just arise. And if you're doing preventative things every so often, you won't have problems as likely. Let me get back to my notes. What about some of those corners and the spaces that you can't get to when the room is full? There's always that one corner in the grow space. There's something floating, like a little piece of debris. I'm not tripping, you guys. There is some shit flying through there's two of them flying through the recording space here. Maybe the drugs are kicking in. Let's just try to do this podcast. There's always that one corner that's always got a little bit of muck in it. I'll admit I've got that one corner in my grow. It's hard to get to. It's always got a little funk in there. Can you clean that one without taking out all of the plants? Can you clean all the odd spaces? Can you get to the corners? Can you get to the ducting, the fans, the tops of the lights? Can you clean all of that? If you can do that without taking out every plant, go for it. Then there's no reason. But if you've had a big issue, if you've had any bugs, any powdery mildew, anything like that, then I would definitely stop the routine, clean everything, take everything out. I'm sure you guys saw that moth fly by just now. We are in what we call Miller season here in Colorado. A lot of people might not know about this. In Colorado, we just hit the start of, we're in the middle of May, the start of May here. Right at the beginning of May, we get these moths, these Miller moths. They just come out of nowhere. They're attracted to the light. I don't know where they come from, but they'll fill up your garage, your house, and then when you open a cabinet or something, if they're in there in the garage, you open up the cabinet, they come flying out. I'm rambling because it is the season. They're flying toward my light right now. It's not going to stop for a couple of weeks, and they are gross. It's Miller time, you guys. All right, where was I? I'm trying to read this message. If you had bugs or something, then I would definitely recommend, especially powdery mildew or spider mites or anything worse, then I would do a full reset. But if you haven't found a problem, if you haven't seen a downside to your perpetual, keep it going. Just make sure you're getting in there and cleaning all those nooks and crannies, cleaning the floor. Is there something that you haven't, do you have something over the floor to keep the floor dry, to keep water off the floor? Lift that up. See if something's getting under there. See if you have any moisture, calcium buildup, mold. See if anything has crept underneath there. Just go check the corners, check the details, the nooks and crannies, and see if you're missing anything. Otherwise, keep that perpetual growing and keep killing it. I hope you guys just saw the bug that time, so I have evidence and I'm not really thinking I'm tripping. All right, my friend Tao, thank you for the great message, my dude. And once again, please do check your inbox because you, my friend, have a coupon code for a free pack of seeds from iredirect.com. All right, I'm just going to put a piece of paper over my drink here so that moth doesn't get in it or put moth dust in there, because moth dust is freaking disgusting. And we're going to keep on recording. I hope you can't see that on the camera because that will be distracting. I'm just going to move that. I'm not even going to edit this part out. This is going to be in the show, so enjoy. All right, we've got one more great question here for today's podcast. This one came from somebody who wants to be called Eclipse. This message also came from that Grow Help tab on iregenetics.com. So my friend Eclipse, make sure you check your email because you've got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds from iredirect.com. This question says, hey, Rasta Jeff, just wanted to shout out and thank you for all you do. Yo, thank you. Thank you for listening, watching, supporting, and contributing. That's what makes these wheels keep going. So thank you. It says, I actually have two questions. Well, you're only going to receive one pack of seeds, but I will answer both of your questions. It says, when making seeds, is it necessary to let the plant fully mature, or can we harvest when the seeds are falling out of the buds since the potency is not a factor? That's a very good question. And I don't care about the buds, the flowers, the trichomes, the green part at all when I'm growing for seed. I only focus on the seed. So you are growing for seed at this point. Focus on the seed. When that seed is ripe and ready, that's when you harvest. That is the fruit you're looking for at this point. We've changed our focus. So yes, it is all about the seeds. Who cares what those buds are doing? I'm sure you've heard me talk about changing my light cycle. when I've got seeded plants. My buds, my plants look like total shit by the time they're done when they're seeded. They are re-vegging. They're spitting out new shoots. They look really confused, but the seeds are completely healthy, and that is 100% my focus. So I don't care about the buds, and neither should you if you are focused on growing for seed production. The next part, oh, and also you said wait till they fall out of the buds. By the time they're falling out, they may actually start to get too hard at that point. They may have a problem germinating. They'll get a little too hard. The coating on the outside gets a little too thick. I would recommend harvesting before they start falling out. Generally, you can tell when the seeds are getting ripe. They'll start getting hard. About 5, 6, 7 weeks after they've been pollinated, I will just simply grab a couple. You can see them. You can see them in the plant. Grab a couple calyxes, pull out the seeds, rub them between my fingers. If those seeds are super hard and put dents in my fingers when I squeeze them, those seeds are ready. If those seeds crush, squish, or pop, they're obviously not ready. So once I've got a lot of hard seeds in that batch, they're basically ready, and I don't need to let them go any further. I chop down that entire plant, hang it upside down, let it dry, and then at that point, it is almost ready for processing. So the first part is no, there's no reason to let the plant finish. You are now focused on growing for seed, so only focus on that seed. At that point, you were a seed farmer. The second question is, what would make a male drop his pollen sacs early, meaning they have not opened yet, but they are falling off when I barely move the plant? Thank you for all of your time and much love. Sometimes the plant, those are called anthers, by the way, sometimes the plant will begin to make anthers early in the flowering phase, and those are just kind of its first anthers. It's its first little ball set right there, and it's going to make a lot more. So those first few anthers don't really matter. They popped out. The plant thought it was time to start throwing pollen, but it wasn't really ready. So it just kind of, it put out anthers to show, hey, I'm ready to go, but it wasn't really time for that plant to pollinate yet. So it had to keep developing more anthers and fill those anthers with pollen. So basically what I think happened is those original male flowers, they just popped out. They didn't have any use. He wasn't fully mature, ready to breed yet. He hadn't reached puberty yet is kind of what I think I'm saying is, and he was just showing, those are like his pre-pubes. He was just showing like, look, I got balls, dude. But those weren't the balls that were there for breeding. It will produce plenty more pollen sacs, plenty more anthers in the future, which will produce a ton of pollen. Sometimes those male plants will try to autoflower on you if you get them root bound or don't give them enough light. And a lot of times those anthers will not produce pollen. They'll just be the little starter anthers to show you, hey, I'm going to go into flower if you don't do something. And I really think that's kind of what you got here. A little bit of just showing you like, hey, I'm a boy and I'm ready to get it on. Even though those balls didn't hold any sperm or any pollen, if you will. He was just showing you, I'm ready to go, bro. He's giving you a warning, like put me in a room with some ladies or I'm going to do it myself. So I think that that is why those few anthers are falling off. Don't worry. It's going to make a lot more. Try to move that male plant as little as possible, because every time you touch it, bump it, move it, breathe around it, pollen is moving. Let him build up as much pollen as he possibly can, and then try to give him one good shake when it's time and get all of that pollen all over the entire room. All right, my friend Eclipse, make sure you check your inbox, because you've got a coupon code for a free pack of seeds from iredirect.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pimps and hoes, friends, foes, smokers, growers, clone cutters, all of you new pollen chuckers, I do want to thank everybody once again for listening to another episode of the Grow From Your Heart podcast. I would appreciate it if you click that like button and subscribe to the podcast. That way you never miss an episode when I do put out a show. If you have any questions, corrections, comments, or concerns, I would love to hear from you. My email address, once again, is growfromyourheart@hotmail.com. Don't be shy. Send me that constructive criticism, that positive feedback. If you've got hate mail, don't be shy. I can take it. Send that my way as well. Also, make sure you check out the website, iregenetics.com. Everything you need is on iregenetics.com. There's a link to iredirect. That's where you get the seeds. There's a link to the Discord server. There's a tab that says merch. That's where you can get hats, t-shirts, and coming very soon, more grinders, rolling trays, ashtrays, and little stash jars. So stay tuned for those updates. Actually, hit the website, join the mailing list. At the bottom of the website is a spot to join the mailing list. Put in your email address, join that mailing list. When I put out those grinders, the rolling trays, the ashtrays, and the stash pods, you will receive a newsletter update. So make sure you join that mailing list. Anytime I put out a new drop, a new pack of seeds, a sale, That happens on the mailing list, so join the mailing list to stay updated. All right, boys and girls, I think that's all of the rambling I have got for you for this episode. I want to give a big shout out to my friend Small Fries Grow Guys, and until next time, take a fat dab and give your mom a hug for me.
Rasta Jeff, you bad motherfucker.